The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 20th of November, 2017. First things first, stand up, take a deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth, and repeat, I am a champion, I am a winner, I am success, I love myself, and I really love myself. I added a few of those on. Those are some of the things that I say. And you can never go wrong with affirmations. Because when you do them long enough, they become part of you totally. And it starts flushing the debris out that's been just kicking you in the face repeatedly, day after day, month after month, year after year. So get very serious about it, because we're going to be bringing more and more and more of this up even before the end of the year, because we've got some huge new stone lifters coming on here before year's end. And there's a lot of stuff that's transpiring here all over the place. Obviously, we are working outside of here to make money to make this place stay up. So everything is kind of back and forth. But it's like any great business, anything you want to be super in, anything where you want to take your value and make it the difference, this is how you do it. This is how you get results, and this is how you thrive, survive, and you end up going right to the top of the mountain. And there is no going down then. Everybody likes to say that, but we don't believe any of that here. So we just keep shoving it forward. Obviously, too, this show will be up today. I want you. It's been all over Etched in Stone, and all over Facebook, and all through everything. We have Frank Robles. Frank's been on the show before on Motivation and Muscle in the past. He's a fireman over in Boston, and I got acquainted with him mainly because they do the big work with muscular dystrophy. And as everyone knows, Jimmy, my brother, who is basically the whole driving force between FBC and M&M, when you work with things like that, you're always welcome here with me. And Frank is a fireman. You've probably seen him. They stand out in the middle of the road with the big boot, and they get donations for MDA. So Frank is now going to be writing a lot of blog posts, but Frank's going to be very involved, it looks like, in our Manly page too. So we welcome him, and we will have his brand new blog post up tomorrow. And you can see some of the announcement out there with a cut. I believe I've got one video of him lifting almost a 400-pound stone. He got it up halfway and dumped it. So I haven't talked to him since about it, and we will get him back on in the future. So also, go out to obviously FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Winner Circle contributions, you know the deal. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just go out and look at all the shows I've done. We're probably near at least 830 now. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. 1,000 is not far away. And next year, of course, we'll hit that and some more big stuff. Also, sign up for a free newsletter at motivationmuscle.com. It's right on the homepage at the very top. And by the way, that is going to be changing within the next couple months too. We've got some pretty interesting ideas for that page, and it's probably going to go to one page with a new style of stuff we're going to be doing. So like I said, there's lots of stuff coming. It's like anything. You get hiccups, you get failures, you get learning, you know it. It's just stuff you go through. It's normal with life, you know? The seasons stay the same, but you got a chance to change within the season. So that's what it's all about. I'm going to talk briefly about something that is very interesting. I was thinking about, and I've been looking at, And it's called Don't Color Outside the Lines. Now, any of you that have children or nieces and nephews like I do, we always talk about kids, how ingenious they are. And they're so creative and so quick and so interesting. And I'm going to get into all that momentarily, but I don't want to forget these three things either, because I want to talk about them in the beginning. We talk about manliness in the new page. It's going to be coming up very shortly. In case you're not familiar with it, it's Manly Men's Movement. It was set up with this in mind by Dr. Wong and myself. It's going to be very interesting the way we're going to do it, and it's not going to be like anything you've ever read or heard before. But two books that I've been really keen on lately is What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership, written by his son Vince Lombardi Jr. It is it's a book you should have with you all the time. The second one is The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power by my hero, Anthony DiTillo, Power Rack Man. Besides everything, he started me with John McKean. And speaking of John McKean, I did put up an older article of his today on power rack training and the picture of Bill March pressing close to 400 pounds, bolt upright, standing press, that is. Absolutely incredible. But as I've talked about, we've been doing these middies here, and John is doing some amazing things in the power rack again, and we are waiting for an article by him, and I really want to get him on the air next year. You're going to flip when you hear what we're doing here. And I'm going to start showing you the gains I'm making. A guy that's been trained in 25 years or more and more, and the stuff that's going on here. I just can't wait to turn all this loose. Also, don't forget about the sand dune. Our good friend Matt Dahl, 714-995-4500. Buy a sand dune, you get 10% off and free shipping in the USA when you say motivation. And with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, we're going to have another announcement. Looks like I'm just waiting for Matt to have the last word with this gentleman. We've got, possibly in the works, a champion MMA fighter coming on here. That's a 170 pounder, and he was just in a fight last weekend. He gave, an elbow shot to the other gentleman he was fighting and put him right down. He got involved with Matt because of ankle foot problems, and he came back in this fight last week like thunder, and we want to get into this more and more, but that's for a whole nother show. Well, this is real interesting, because when we talk about coloring outside of the lines, you know, a couple things yesterday. My family was all over here for dinner. As you know, the two little ones, Danny and Maggie, are exceptional athletes besides very, very smart. All the kids are. They're all exceptional athletes for young women and a young man there. And they are just like so much fun to talk to. I mean, to be around. And yesterday was no different. So my brother-in-law surprises me with, you know, he's got the phone and I can see he's pulling something up, and we're sitting together, and Danny and Madge are telling me what's going on in their life and, you know, how excited they are. And Danny, this kid, he's got, architecture in his brain for sure. This kid can build and draw and think like you wouldn't believe. And I've said this before on other shows. I mean, he is incredible. And I mean, he's starting to come into his own. He starts wrestling for his second year tomorrow night, telling me all about that, how excited he is. And, you know, flag football coming up, you know, in the fall, summer, fall. Who knows what else he's going to get into. I mean, he's a smart little guy, and he loves the sandbags and all that good stuff. So Dan gives Maggie his phone and says, show your uncle what you did there. So they're up at school, and Dan was working out some of his players. So he takes the two little kids a lot with him. They're just a blast, man. And I see this picture, and he's got farmer walk implements there, and they're loaded. And he says, Mad, show Uncle H, that's what they call me, how much you lifted here. And she pulls this thing up, a deadlift with the farmer's walk implement, the one. It was 100 pounds, man. And I'm talking, this little kid is a peanut. She ripped that thing off the floor and held it and put it down. I was like in shock because I know how strong. I've seen these kids over here. It's 100 pounds, man. I mean, holy cow. So when I see him this week, if I don't talk to him beforehand, I'm going to see if I can get permission. I want to put that video up. I mean, when you see this, it's just like goes with everything. It goes with Danny, with Lawrence, with John Patrick's girls, on and on and on. You know, you look at Rick Walker's sons, the little ones that they wrestle. He's always putting stuff up on Etched in Stone for kids. And then obviously his son Casey, who is quite an athlete already. So you're getting more and more and more of this, and we're building and building upon this. And this is when I thought of this, you know, don't color outside the lines. Do color outside the lines, kids. Because this is where I see this creativity that so many of us as adults, quote-unquote, have lost. I was very lucky. I don't know how much of it I lost, but I had to get tarnished from just being in the everyday negative world. But mine's all back. And when you find this, and you're around kids, whether your own or your families or your friends, take time and spend time with them. You know, don't be like the uncles or the aunts that come in, you know, rub you on the head, hey, how you doing, and give you $5 and tell you to get lost. Don't do that, because you're missing out on a ton of stuff, you know. I'm watching them. They've always got a book in their hand, the girls, always. What are you reading? I'm reading this. I'm like, whoa. I mean, always, because I remember reading a thing. You want to get to the top of the bookcase? Well, you're going to have to keep standing on every new book you've read. There's an awful lot of truth. Think about that. Every new book is a stepping stone to the top of the bookshelf, meaning the top of your success, the top of your life. So when I'm talking about color outside the lines, yes, because you'll see children, they'll get to a point where the adult will keep saying to them, nope, don't do that. Nope, you'll get burnt. Nope, you'll get hurt. Nope, don't do, nope. Eventually, what that does is it stymies their creativity. It keeps them between the lines where they feel like they're doing the right thing, but basically they're neutering their children as they've neutered themselves. Because if more people colored outside of the lines, not only would you be going for what it is you really want to do, but you'd be a hell of a lot more happier. Because, you know, I'm Danny's outside with me because the dog was over, Hershey, who's an awesome animal. So Danny and I and Hershey are out, you know, taking him for a walk, right? And I got him all fired up on Johnny Quest about 3 or 4 years ago. Because they were just great adventures. The kids love adventure, especially the two little ones. And the first thing they say to me when they come in the door after they give me a hug and kiss is, hey, Uncle H, we brought Johnny Quest. And I was like, well, we got it here. Well, we brought it anyways. Because, see, it's not only the adventure. See, they see the creativity in it. And not only that, we're all hanging out together. And usually the two little ones will come snuggle right up with me, and, you know, one will be on the left and one will be on the right, and I'll have my arm around both of them. And I love it, man, because to me, you know, when we were talking about rising stars with Charlie's son Lawrence and the up-and-coming ones, you know, you see like Lance and Susan with their kids. I mean, it's this up-and-coming younger people that eventually I hope are not only involved in what we like to do with stones and everything else, but they're going to be the leaders of the future. They're going to be the mark. They're going to be the ones that don't color inside the lines. And it's a metaphor, obviously, for life. But we all know if you stay in this game long enough, it'll beat you right, like as Rocky says, it'll beat you right to your knees and leave you there if you let it. It will. And we don't think about those things because you know what? We just get enough where we're happy. We get enough days where we're satisfied. We get a crumb here and a morsel there. And, you know, maybe once in a while someone says something really good about us. That's great. But there is much more to life than that. And the problem is the world today tells you you can't, where I say you can. Where I say stretch your life. Stretch your thinking. Stretch your creativity. Who wants to be mediocre? I don't know why. I guess a lot of people don't care. Maybe they don't think about it. Maybe they get slapped around a few times and they're like, that's enough. Maybe it's good, you know, 40 hours a week. I got my weekends. I go out and drink and be stupid. I don't know. I see enough of it around whenever I'm out. As I was talking to my brother-in-law last night, it's very hard to identify with a lot of the world now, especially for us. I just don't jam with it anymore at all. I like talking to people. That's the fun of it. But I'm not a trendy guy. I know what I like. I like standards. I like living hard. I like lifting big things. I like eating big things. I like sleeping big. I like talking big. I like walking big. You don't like it? Too bad. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not here to be liked. If you do like me, I like you. That's even better. But I don't base my life on who likes me or not, because most people, as if you've been paying to what Douglas Graham's been writing the last few days, I know some of the stuff about that storyline he's talking about. I don't know. I guess you got to take a look at people. You're going to get disappointed a lot, but you know what? There are some, what do they say, diamonds in the rough, as they say, and there are plenty of them out there. Don't let a few bad adventures dim your view of things and life and people, because you're going to miss out. And you never know that one person where you click and kaboom, anything could happen. Business, friendship, love, future, you never know. You know, and isn't the voyages, the future voyages, what you're going to get up and get in with and what's going to make you get up out of bed in the morning? I think that's real important. And the only way you're going to do that is you don't color in between the lines. You color outside the lines. You take your life to a new level. And while the world seems to be trying to eat itself alive, you're out there every day taking another bite, another notch, another big piece eventually that's going to just keep adding up and adding up and take you where you want to go. If you're concerned about everything else and how everything's not fair, you're just going to be like everyone else out there. And there's plenty of people that just love that type of dialogue and love to be that way. And we stress over and over again to get out there. You need to work on yourself. I think the more you work on yourself, the more successful with yourself you are, you're going to be very successful no matter what you do. As I said, and I'll keep saying it, if you're not working from the inside out, you're going to get the same result. Why? Because it doesn't work from the outside in. And just look at what's going on every single day. Especially now, all the big stuff with this one did this one to this one, and this one paid this one off. I mean, they're just adding up. It's just like they're piling bodies 100 high. And where's it going to stop? I don't know. We live in a very strange time and politically correct times, and no one's condoning anyone here doing anything that hurts somebody else. You have no right putting your hands on anybody unless they tell you you can. I'm a big believer in that because I don't like people putting their hands on me, whether it's affectionate or whatever. The only ones that ever could put their hands on me were my parents, obviously, and my grandmothers, where they like to grab your cheeks and it feels like they're going to put their hands through it when they're squeezing you affectionately. That's the Italian way. But otherwise, nobody has a right, and if you fuck with kids, I have no mercy on you at all. So, I don't want to get into a big thing like that, but that's what it is when you learn to create again, when you learn to color outside the lines. I'm going to tell you right now, I saw those two little kids last night. It's happy times, man. I am telling you, to hear Danny talk about, you know, how he's going to be building this and building that, and Dan and I and Danny were talking, they just had all new lighting put in the cellar, so you can really see above you. And I told you on some shows probably a year ago how they built a little, like a workshop for him, like a little workbench. So they're going to add more on to that stuff. This is great stuff, man, because this gets not only his wheels turning, I mean, yours are turning too. So when you're around that, you know, I'm a vampire around them because the energy. I love that energy. You don't meet up with that energy much now. The adults, man, they just feel like dead wood. But boy, when you're with these guys and they want to be with you, it's like, man, oh man. I mean, the best. And now with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, look out. I mean, I can't wait to see him Thursday because we'll be over at their house. Who knows? You know, it's just, you know, they say it's for kids, and I think a lot of it is for kids, but the adults, when they think back to the happier times and their creative times, you can bring it all back to you too. You can walk around with a buzz on better than any alcoholic beverage you've ever consumed. It's a natural buzz. It's the way you should be. So live that way. Live outside of the lines and you will find your passion, your creativity for your passion, and the joy that we all search for. So think about that. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. As I said, go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, Winner Circle, and also to the contribution button. Also, go out to MotivationAndMuscle.com/podcast, you know, category/podcast. Go out and look at all the ones we've done. There's nothing out there that you can't find. Also, too, don't forget, sign up for a free newsletter. If you don't sign up there, you're not going to get it. That goes right to the MailChimp account. Kaboom. It's all there. Also, too, don't forget about those two books, The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power by Anthony DiTillo. You can get that at from Bill Hinburn. Tell him I sent you. I'm not getting a dime for it. And What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership, Vince Lombardi Jr. And you know, I gotta read something to you from there because I just love this book. I mean, it's just great. Here's one right here, short one. Own your habits. Search out and identify your beliefs and the habits that grow out of them. How important is that, seriously? And don't forget too, learn to clear your obstacles out. Think about the outcome all the time. When you think about outcomes, you're going to get success in everything you do. And don't forget, Sand Dune, our good friend Matt Dahl, 714-995-4500. Buy now, buy right to the end of the year. And I think if you buy two, you're even going to get a bigger discount. You get 10% off and free shipping in the USA when you tell him Motivation. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to hear more and more about the Sand Dune as we get into 2018. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've got, and we thank everybody for that. Aha, that's the directory where you can get M&M 24/7 in your car, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and you'll be kicking ass all the way. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like myself to do or anybody that's been on here in the past, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, 5 words that inspire will change a life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile that day. That might be all they get. And if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And also, too, the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in blood red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Also, too, no one ever clip our balls. And the great Russell Fur says, when I hear your shows and listen to them, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Let me tell you something, Russell and everybody. We haven't scratched the surface here yet. These could become bigger, and they will become bigger, better, louder, sharper, stronger, you name it. That's what's coming, especially in 2018. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor in business. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, keep smiling. He'd walk every patient to the door, no matter how busy he was. And John was awesome. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we won't kick your door and we'll blow the roof off your house. I'm telling you right now, join the family, join the revolution. 30 more years of just power. Power, power, power. Strength builds everything. When you're strong, you can think better, you can eat better, you can sleep better, you can go out with your wives or girlfriends better, you can drive better. What do you think? You name it. Attach whatever you want to it, but it's always B-E-T-T-E-R, better. Also, too, as I said, men and women, take good care of one another, your families. Get in good shape, especially with 2018 around the corner. And don't get all upset about all the stuff you see out there. Oh, don't gain all this weight over the holidays. You don't have to gain crap if you don't want it. But you know what? Enjoy yourself. Because the more you act like that, where you're all friggin' neurotic about everything, you're going to gain weight like you wouldn't believe. Learn to enjoy your life. Don't be smart about your choices, but don't live to the point where you're driving yourself insane and becoming a nervous wreck. And that's just a ploy of marketing to get you to buy their product. Live it every day of your life and you won't have to worry about the last 8 weeks of the year going into 2018. Believe me. Also, too, I think that's pretty... Oh, Les Brown. You know, Les Brown says, you all have greatness. We take it two steps further. We believe in you and we got your back. We want to say hello to a couple people. Obviously, Donnie G. Fardino, we haven't talked to him in a long time. We wish him, if we don't hear from him, happy Thanksgiving. Bill Hinburn, I haven't talked to Bill in a while. I hope Bill's well. I see him out and back and forth on Facebook. I wish Bill a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas if I shouldn't talk to him. And there's many others. We'll be saying it along the way if we don't speak to him before that. But, you know, if I don't speak to you on Thanksgiving, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Think about coloring outside the lines. Enjoy yourself, your family, because it's very important. That's what it's all about. And we're coming into a very happy time, and be happy and help other people. This is big, big, big stuff. So everybody, this is Eric Fiorello. I want to thank everybody for listening. This show obviously is going to be going up today. And we're waiting to hear back from Dr. Wong because we got quite a show. Don't forget about the Manly Men's Movement. That the article Frank's going to have with me putting up tomorrow is going to be one of the installments that eventually will be in and on that page. So stay tuned, everybody. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.